The stories shared on the Busy Baddies are submitted by real listeners and are intended for entertainment and discussion purposes only. To protect from the privacy of everyone involved, all names, companies, and identifying details have been changed or omitted. Any resemblance to real people or events are purely coincidental. We believe in keeping it real while keeping it respectful. Thanks for sharing your experiences and for trusting us to spill the tea with care. When the lights go low and the real work begins, this is the Busy Baddies,
where assistants come uncensored, the stories get spicy, and the corporate filter, control alt delete.
I'm Michelle, EA to the CEO of a Fortune 150 company.
And I'm Mel, former C-suite EA turned admin rebel.
And we're here to talk about the real stuff, the stories that never make it to the all-hands meeting.
Hey everybody, it's Melissa.
And Michelle.
So let's get into where the confusion starts. I feel like, especially in corporate America, that there is a perception, and it gets blurred, that executive assistants are technically supposed to be personal assistants as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been there when your boss is, hey, I need a dentist appointment, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do? Say right. No?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the hard part, is that we're there to make things easy, and if booking the dentist appointment is what makes life easy, we just automatically start assuming that, not thinking about what they talk about maybe in rooms even, and say, you know, hey, so-and-so could take that off your plate because that's what their assistant does.
Right. Well, and I think when that happens, it can also open the door of more and more appointments,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you're in a role of EA, PA, is there a line of where you say, no, that's not what my job is?
Yeah.
But in corporate America,
mm-hmm.
if it's coming out of your boss's mouth, it's your job.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where it's important to understand too. For me personally, I have always been a person that extremely struggles with doing personal assistant tasks for someone who does not see my value as their business partner.
Yeah.
Because if you don't value me enough to have me in rooms, in meetings, learning your voice, having the access to the things that really matter, then you don't really appreciate the role, and you're really just misusing company, you know,
resources
in order to have a personal assistant that the company's in fact paying for.
Right. Yeah. And I think a good assistant, or maybe I say a great assistant, is one that sees the personal side, because you can't come into work and say, here's what I do for work and here's where my life starts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's a hard line in a true EA's role.
Sure.
So for me, I'm going to do whatever my boss asks me to do.
Right.
But where does the line go?
Yeah. And I think it's important too, to talk and even point out the level that you support at, per se, as a CEO. When you're in like the manager, executive director, you have an admin level 3, admin 2, maybe you're lucky enough to have an executive admin title. You know, I think that's where you need to be really careful, because when you're in the C-suite, I think it's kind of an unspoken expectation. Now, how you approach maybe compensation for that, you know, do they appreciate you? But I think it's just so tailored to every single person is so different, and
yeah.
what their convictions are and what they're willing to do and what they're not willing to do.
Yeah. I mean, you just look at some of leaders that I'm sure many of us support, where lunch, daily lunch,
is a huge task or a huge responsibility, let's say, of their leader. To me, that feels a little degrading of the role of what we're all capable of doing versus if that's the one thing that you go on vacation and you need to find somebody for a week to get your lunch. I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow with all of the insane skills that we have that it's lunch you're worried about.
Yeah. And it almost starts to become the unspoken expectation of, well, what do you mean you didn't have my lunch? You know, and we've all had those leaders. I had a leader at a company that I worked for, and the expectation was, I like coffee every day at 2 o'clock. If that coffee wasn't there, it was almost frowned upon and looked like I wasn't doing my job, when really, in fact, there's nothing wrong with your legs. Go get the coffee. Your damn self.
Yeah. So, but I mean, hey, if you're going to be a very well-paid coffee runner, but just sitting in an admin seat, I have a hard time that's the one thing you're going to get hyper-focused on.
Yep.
Is my 2 o'clock coffee.
Right. Because really, does that help move the needle? And for some people, they would argue and say, yes. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm not taking 20 minutes to go stand out in the Starbucks line when we all know that there's an app that you can pre-order on and go to a counter and pick it
now,
up. Yeah, right?
Now it's even easier to get exactly. a 2 o'clock coffee.
Yeah, I mean, DoorDash, hello. There's great technology out there. So yeah, it can become very confusing. And a great point out that you made was, if you are lucky enough to have somebody to back you up, that could be a very sticking point and even put you in a negative light as the person that supports them, because they're like, I would never do that. Or it makes someone even self-conscious of, am I not doing that and I should be doing that?
Right. Yeah, all the little quirks leaders may have.
Yep.
So, I mean, hey, drop it in the comments. What's the one thing maybe your leader just needs you to do or has asked you to do that maybe just gets on your nerves?
Well, there have been lots of those in my 25 plus year career, but yes. And all of them are so different as people. I mean, I feel like we all should write a book, but you're right. Write it in the comments. Send us a message on, you know, Instagram, send us an email at thebusybaddies@gmail.com, just to, you know, get the feelers out there for what some of you guys are going through, because the trenches are all different.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I just love to hear those shared stories.
All right, so let's move into blurred lines versus boundaries. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you said on the front end? Is it something that as you learn your leader, I mean, let's just start with you're brand new to the role. Mm-hmm. Is it something you're going to set on the table of here's what I'm doing, here's what I'm not doing? Mm-hmm. But as you're learning a leader, you don't really know what they're going to ask for. Mm-mm. You don't want to shut something down that I feel is already going to start you off on a negative side, right? Mm-hmm. Of, well, we're 2 weeks in and they're already telling me what they're not going to do.
Right.
Or what they're not willing to do.
Yeah.
When as an EA, I look at it of whatever's going to make their life better, work life, let's be clear that that's always should be the main focus of what can I do that's going to help you be more productive, take things off of your plate that you're worried about, or trying to sit in a meeting, but you know there's something personal going on that I could easily take care of in 2 minutes.
Yeah, and I think, too, a lot of people look at it as, you know, I'm being asked to do an unmeaningful task, when really I think how you should be looking at it is, what is my business partner's or the stakeholder that I have, what is their time per minute worth?
Mm.
What kind of money is the company wasting to do something that is minuscule? And if you can find those things, look at them as you are affecting the bottom line. Tie that into your performance evaluations. You know, do things that move the needle, because so often we are labeled as people that do not generate revenue. We yeah. don't affect the bottom line. We affect the bottom line in every single way.
Every day.
Yes. And I'm sure that you can even say, in the time that you've supported the leader that you currently have now, exactly how her role has evolved and how things have changed and what you do and don't do.
Yeah. So when I started with my current boss 12 years ago, her kids were in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And she obviously was not the CEO of the company. And there were plenty times where what I did back then, I don't do now, right? I remember one time we went to the elementary school because she was actually a guest speaker.
Yeah.
You know, and that was something very early on, and I drove her there
mm-hmm.
because that little time in the car, being relatively new with her, you're like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything you could do to just have 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
is instrumental in learning somebody. And then to be able to watch her in her daughter's classroom, mm-hmm. you know, speaking about what she did at the time, was a huge bonus for me.
Sure.
Not only just, you know, the time in the car to mm-hmm. catch up on things and discuss work, but to see a different side of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was, yes, an employee, but she was mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see the pride in her daughter's face, mm-hmm. to have her mom there, it was incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, to this day, I actually still drive her
mm-hmm.
when needed. I mean, it doesn't happen as often, but it's those little things of maybe something no one would think to just offer,
mm-hmm.
but you get so much out of it.
Yeah. It helps you see them as a whole person, because I know where we work personally, it's very important of bringing your whole self to work,
mm-hmm.
Which has been a very strange experience, but also there's a lot of value in that, because you get to see not just them in a boardroom, not just them in a senior leadership staff meeting, interacting with, you know, the general population of employees, but it lets you see the human side of them, like you said, as a mom, or it gives you the front row seat to learn their voice. So when you do that PowerPoint presentation or you're collecting pictures, you can put that little snippet in there of a picture of her speaking in her kid's class. Like, people just don't associate her with being a mom or someone who's going to go to a kid's school and take out time.
Yeah. I mean, there's been so way too many to count of people that have met her
mm-hmm.
and just are blown away that she's just a normal person.
I saw a LinkedIn post actually from somebody who lives in the town that she lives in and had ran into her at the grocery store. And I remember the lengthy LinkedIn post that this person posted about, I ran into my CEO and I was so blown away that she buys groceries like a normal human being.
Imagine that. Yeah.
You know, imagine that. She does grocery shop. She yeah. eats. She probably even cooks.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so amazing to me how it can get very
lost.
Muddy for people that yeah. they're human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but and especially at work when that's who's running the company.
The ultimate authority.
Yeah. They can't be yeah. human also. Yeah.
No.
And to support somebody and to go back to PA versus EA, I mean, there's definitely blurred lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because sometimes the biggest help can be a tiny little dentist appointment
mm-hmm.
to where we all know any outside work appointments, I mean, you need to do that stuff during work hours.
Yes.
I mean, there's no place to go
for a 9 o'clock dentist appointment at nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a huge part of a lot of our jobs, I would mm-hmm. say,
yeah,
is sprinkling in all of the personal items.
Yeah. And I think that that is very important too, of you having access to them. That's a great call out of access to them as a full human being, because if I don't know what's overshadowing from your personal life into work, say someone's going through a divorce, that's a very time consuming personal, I'm going to be more sensitive to not, you know, schedule you maybe as deep as I would, because I know maybe you're going to court this week to finalize, you know, some things with your divorce. The whole visibility of that itself is extremely helpful from an executive assistant, I think, truly. And some people, sorry to you, those out there that don't agree with that, but that's my feeling on that.
Well, and even, I mean, just sticking on divorce, even the aftermath of that, you know, what are you sharing visitation with mm-hmm. kids? Do you have kids?
How does that affect your schedule?
Yeah. I mean, are there things that we need to know that will help you
mm-hmm.
show up to work
right
at the right time?
Yep.
And I think the more we know, mm-hmm. the better we can help you.
Yeah. And I think some people struggle with the vulnerability piece of that, yeah. right? You don't want to be too vulnerable to where, because I think at their level, the biggest thing is, you know, being cognizant of, I don't want to come across as I'm trying to be your friend, or that we're, while I have worked with some extremely lovely people who I now would probably consider family, that is a tough line, because then when you have to have the hard conversations, it does make it a lot tougher.
Yeah.
But being allowed to have that visibility to me is completely invaluable.
Yeah. And I understand, because it's personal stuff, that you would be hesitant,
mm-hmm.
but I think over time, I think for the majority of us, that has to just disappear.
Yeah.
And you're just another extension
mm-hmm.
to where you come in and you know what's going on. You share your whole story,
mm-hmm.
Because there is value in that.
There is. And I think, you know, just sitting here, it made me think of a podcast topic of, you know, confidentiality and giving access to that whole self and being vulnerable, because that, you know, the bottom line is that we have a lot of access to a lot of really detailed, personal, damning information if somebody ever wanted to be just downright awful and ruin someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that that's very scary for some people.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably a million reasons why not to
mm-hmm.
just fully trust.
Yep. Yep.
And yeah, we'll definitely get into that on another episode, because mm-hmm. it's a huge part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the PAEA topic, you have to have that trust mm-hmm. and confidentiality and a little bit of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't want my leaders to know everything about my personal life, like yeah. all my deep, dark secrets. So, yeah. you know, I always keep that lens too of, if I wouldn't want them to know it, then, you know,
yeah.
how far do I really push? But yeah, that's a great follow-up. So
stay tuned for that one. All right, baddies, tea time.
All right. So now we get into the spice. Let's talk about where maybe some lines got blurred.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. And where you maybe were asked to do something personal for your boss.
Ooh.
That was not work related.
I like it. I like it. Well, I remember a time, another admin had to go and let animals out, but we're not talking cats and dogs. We're talking farm animals.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Get the boots.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to bring a whole change of clothes for that.
I mean, who even asked that?
Yeah.
With a straight face.
Right. Don't they pay people to do that?
Yeah. Like WTF, who the F are you
yeah.
to ask me to do that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. You got any good ones?
I have several, but I probably need to err on the side of caution on this one.
Okay.
I'd say probably the craziest one happened during COVID. And the person that I was supporting at the time had a sick child, lived, 2 minutes down the road from a pharmacy. And of all things, reached out to me at 10:30 p.m. on a weeknight to handle the prescription being filled at that pharmacy, as well as picked up the next morning and delivered to their doorstep.
Wow.
When you had
was this pre-Uber?
And you have a fully capable spouse with two legs that could have handled that themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not your wife. I'm not your kid's mom. Like,
yeah,
that was a very blurred line. And again, it goes back to this person had zero respect for what I did.
Yeah.
Had never had an EA before. So gave them a little bit of grace there.
Yeah.
Because they, obviously didn't know how to utilize them. But I was so exhausted at trying to teach this person what the difference was.
Yeah, between a PA and an EA.
That just sent it over the line.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's get into some submitted stories.
Yes. So one person said, which, wow, I can't even imagine, like booking two hotel rooms, one for me and one for my friend, in quotes.
Now there's the T.
Yeah. And make sure that doesn't get in the company expenses, right?
Yeah. Boy, do you not want to mess that one up.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. We got another one. I don't like how the office smells. Find a scent person. I mean,
what about some plugins or
candles,
Nest diffusers? I feel like there's a million directions. Like, why am I in charge of the air now?
Right? Because we can do anything.
Right, right.
For sure.
How about fix my online reputation? I mean, you are who you are. But why is your online reputation more important than who you are as a human being, period? And you can't fake that when you're in person trying to represent that reputation.
Yeah, and if you got yourself into that.
Sorry about you. I mean, wow. I have definitely shopped for people before for both home things, home decor, Valentine's gifts, bedding, towels, underwear. I've bought underwear for male bosses before.
Lucky you. Yeah. Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Oh.
Not tidy whities, but the boxer briefs, like the.
I mean, you could have really messed with them and then got those.
And thank God they don't go by sausage size, right?
Because who needs to know that about their boss?
Way too much TMI.
Yeah,
don't want to know. I do, which kind of leads me to a funny thing. He would appreciate this as well because he's a very dear friend of mine now who was a stakeholder that I had. And I will never forget my name and his, at the time, girlfriend's name were very parallel. And he accidentally clicked on the wrong name to text her something very dirty. And it was the first Friday that I had worked for him. So I had only been there for 4 days.
Oh, wow.
And he texted, and I quote, "I'm going to beat it up tonight." And I'm like, I took my phone and I was like, I was paralyzed. I'm like, what in the God? You're going to beat me up? Like, I've only been here for 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, so I walk into his office and I'm like, why are you going to beat me up? And the sheer panic on his face.
Oh, I'm sure it was all kinds of red.
He's like, oh shit. Which he always looked like a tomato anyway.
Yeah.
But And ever since then, I think I could have did anything and the man would have never fired me just based off of that.
Four days in. Yeah. You better change her name.
She kept that text message and she's going to use that as blackmail.
Yeah.
Which I instantly deleted it because I thought, if my husband picks up my phone
and
thinks that my husband's going to beat it up this Friday, like...
He probably didn't know you were, he knew you were good at your job, but maybe not that good.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, this got a little spicy, right? Yeah. Just a little spicy.
All right. So any of you listening that didn't have a chance to submit, you know, drop us a line with your craziest outside of work story.
Yeah. And we'll keep them anonymous. Obviously, you know, we've got the disclaimer that we play at the beginning of every episode.
Hit us up on Instagram.
Nope. Don't need to know who said it. Don't need to know who's seen it. You know, send it anonymous.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a wrap for us and our first episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Bear with us. We're going to get better and better every week.
That's right.
We're thankful to have you. Yep. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with all of your friends.
Yep. And be sure to join us next time for a little conversation on the power of team. EA Life isn't a competition. It's a team sport. So if you've never worked with a team before or you feel like you're on an island alone, give it a listen. That's it for us today, bringing order to corporate chaos.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that follow button.
Yours truly, Melissa
and Michelle,
the Busy Baddies.